You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Tanya Huey has surgery. Her parents, Ronald and Linda Kohler, stay with her and ask her husband to help take care of her. Jesse Huey is unhappy hosting his in-laws, asks them to leave. When Tanya refuses to kick her parents out, Huey shoots the elderly couple and his wife. Crime Online's John Limley.
Nancy, immediately after the shootings, Jesse Huey called Missouri police to report what he had done. The Kohlers were both shot twice in the head. Tanya Huey was shot at least three times. Huey told officers that he felt disrespected, and it took over just a minute to retrieve the gun from his truck and commit the murders.
Jesse Huey, 52, pleads guilty to three counts of murder and will serve three consecutive life sentences. Eric Boudreau left in charge of his girlfriend's 14-month-old for just 2 hours. When she gets back, her baby is dead. Boudreau claims the top. Can they ever come up with something new? Fell down the stairs. Paramedics note he was completely covered in bruises and cuts. Injuries to the baby's skull and brain consistent with beating and smothering.
Boudreau, who lived with the child, was asked to watch the toddler because his daycare was closed and both parents could not leave work. The child's father heard Boudreau telling the crying child to, quote, shut up before he left, but never expected Boudreau to hurt him. Boudreau claims he fell asleep with the boy and found him at the bottom of the stairs when he woke up.
Boudreau, 32, held without bail on murder 2. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
Authorities in the Mexican resort of Cancun say they found 4 dead bodies in the city's hotel zone near the beach. There was no immediate information on the nationalities or identities of the victims. The announcement of the deaths comes less than a week after a U.S. tourist was shot in the leg in the nearby town of Puerto Morelos. Prosecutors originally said 3 bodies were found Monday in a lot near one of Cancun's beachside hotels along Coculcan Boulevard. They then added that a 4th body was found in the undergrowth on the same lot, bringing to 4 the number of victims. Prosecutors in the Caribbean coast state of Quintana Roo said 2 suspects had been detained in the killings. They said the deaths were under investigation but did not give a cause of death. A one-time chief of staff for former Maryland Governor Larry Hogan has died after being shot when FBI agents confronted him in a manhunt launched when he failed to show up for trial on corruption charges. Here's Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
Attorney Joseph Murtha said the FBI confirmed Roy McGrath's death to him. He added that it was not immediately clear if McGrath's wound was self-inflicted or came during an exchange of gunfire with agents. William Brennan, an attorney for McGrath's wife, Laura Brenner, also confirmed the death and said she was, quote, absolutely distraught. According to an earlier email from FBI Supervisory Special Agent Shane Buchwald in Maryland, McGrath was wounded during an agent-involved shooting about 6:30 p.m. Monday in a commercial area on the southwestern outskirts of Knoxville, Tennessee. Buchwald said McGrath was taken to a hospital but did not elaborate. Further details, including how McGrath was wounded and what led up to it, were not immediately released. The shooting is under investigation.
53-year-old McGrath was declared a wanted fugitive after his disappearance, and the FBI said he was considered an international flight risk. A Missouri woman who was caring for a toddler that died with fentanyl and other drugs in her system is facing criminal charges, and authorities say the woman may be responsible for the drug-related deaths of 3 other children. 30-year-old Mary Curtis of Jennings was jailed on $1 million cash-only bond. St. Louis County prosecutors charged her with endangering the welfare of a child and the death of 17-month-old Braylee Stevenson. Police did not disclose Curtis's relationship with the child. According to police, Curtis was watching Braylee in her home March 20th when Braylee went to sleep on the floor. Curtis took the child to another home and called police. The child was pronounced dead at a hospital. A toxicology report found lethal levels of fentanyl and xylazine in her system. The National Institute on Drug Abuse describes xylazine as a non-opiate veterinary tranquilizer, not approved for human use, that has been linked to an increasing number of overdose deaths. New York police have arrested two men in connection with two killings last year that investigators believe were part of a series of druggings and robbings of Manhattan bar and nightclub patrons by criminal groups, assaults that left the city's nightlife scene on edge. Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
Police say that Jacob Barrasso of New Britain, Connecticut, and Robert DeMaio of the Brooklyn section of New York were charged with murder, robbery, identity theft, and other crimes. Barrasso was arrested Saturday and DeMaio on Monday, and police said they were also looking for a third man in the case. The arrests were related to last year's death of Julio Ramirez, a 25-year-old social worker, in April, and John Umberger, a 33-year-old political consultant visiting from Washington, D.C. in May. The medical examiner's office says their deaths were the result of, quote, drug-facilitated thefts. Investigators have revealed that the pattern involved slipping revelers dangerous levels of drugs to knock them out, then taking their wallets and phones, and sometimes using their digital banking info to drain their accounts.
Investigators say they were looking into 17 such incidents between September 2021 and August 2022.
Daniel Sealer, 65, repeatedly breaks into a New York daycare, leaving money and notes, asking staff to treat him like a baby. Weirdo. Sealer writes as Baby Daniela and inquires about adult diapers, also listing his size in bras and dresses. During one break-in, Sealer's caught on video putting multiple diapers together to make one large enough to fit himself and drinking a bottle of formula. After being charged with burglary, Sealer admits to cops he's working through addiction issues. Addiction to what? Baby formula? For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.